past, I've discussed with the Talmidim a certain bechina in Avodas Hashem in regards to tefillah. There's no question that when Klal Yisrael is in Eis Tzara, thinking about tefillah is extremely important. And I want to review some of the yisodos that some of you might have heard from me in the past. But start with the Megillas Hayom. Megillas Eicha, the description of the enemies coming into the Kodshei HaKadoshim and destroying the Kodshei HaKadoshim, that could, if a person's in the right zone, should send shivers down their spine, should be Zakt the Navi, Zirmio and Navi. Zanach Adonai Mizbechoi Niyar Mikdashoi, Hiskir Biad Oyev, Choy Mois Armanaseha. The walls were closed by the enemies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left his Mizbeach. Kol Nasnu Beveis Hashem Ki Yoy Moed. The call, there was a sound in the Beis Hashem like the sounds of the Moed. In other words, like the sounds of joy of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, these sounds were reiterated, and they sound, and the sounds came out. The noise, the, you know, when you come in to hear the Beis Medrash, you're in the middle of Seder, you're overwhelmed by just the beautiful sounds of Torah coming together. Kol nasnu beveis Hashem ki yoy moed, and here the call, the awesome sounds that used to come out of the Beis Hamikdash, similar sounds, you know, the commotion. But it was the commotion of the Oyev. Kol nasnu beveis Hashem. Now this pasuk really, if we think about it, this pasuk should really jump out at us, because we have a bechina, and I think this is, if we think about the tsar, I think the tsar over here is tremendous. Kol kol Yaakov ayadayim yidei Esav, and we know when the kol Yaakov is weak, then the yidei Esav is miskaver. Eicha is so painful, because what happens is the pasuk says, "Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sasam tfilasi," that the pain of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is so great that we were cut off from our strength, and it was not only misgaber yidei Esav, but the kol was co-opted by the oyev. And that's why during Tisha B'Av the Avoda is Farshim spell out. We're only mispala because it's a chiyuv kol yom. But there's such a herchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu due to our averos that we lost even the kol. Which means that every moment, dafka before Tisha B'Av, the hachana for Tisha B'Av, during the 9 days and so on, is a time for us to realize that the struggle is whether we're going to retain our kol. Whether it's going to be our call, is it going to be our call? A call nasnu beveis Hashem ki yoy moed, or chas v'chalil the opposite? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes an eis tzara for us to have the opportunity to recapture our call. Let me develop what this idea of call is all about, to understand what call tefillah is all about. There's a famous Reb Chaim. I know this is Avodas Hashem. A very, very simple Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks that there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam describes that someone who's mispalo, b'li kavana, is not yotze. Yet the Rambam also says someone who's not mispalo in the first bracha is not yotze. The first Reb Chaim on the Rambam is Miyashev, and he says, the question being, of course, is it the first bracha or is it all a Shemon Esrei? And Reb Chaim famously said that there are two halachas of kavana. There's one halacha of kavana where a person has the awareness that they're standing with Lifnei Hashem. And then there's another type of kavana where a person understands the words that they're davening, Pirush HaMilim. Pirush HaMilim, that's Ma'akev only in the first bracha. The existential awareness that a person is standing lifnei Hashem, that's ma'akev in the entire Shemon Esrei. Akedei kach, if a person forgets and he's no longer concentrating in v'lu Yushalayim Yircha, he's not yotzei the bracha. if he's not thinking that he's lefnei Hashem. You know, the poskim say, you know why you don't repeat? The reason you don't repeat is because we're afraid you're not going to have kavanah the second time as well. But that's the only reason you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Anywhere throughout the Yutes Brachos. The first bracha is Alach in Pirish Hamilim being Ma'akev. All the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, it's not. But the next is the awareness, the existential awareness that I say, that I'm standing with Nei Hashem. And I'd like to point out that this Reb Chaim, which is the height of Brisker Lamdus, it's a simple Yisrael Brisker Lamdus, is also the height of Chasidus. They say the story that Yom HaKippurim, the Baal Shem Tov was davening and he was in tremendous tzar. There was, it seemed to be, the Chasidim felt that there was a terrible tzar din in Shemayim. And all of a sudden the Baal Shem Tov stopped. He stopped for 10 minutes and he was quiet around Me'ilah time. And then he started up with a tremendous simcha. And the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, what changed? And Baal Shem Tov said, you didn't notice that in the back of the room came a poor peasant boy. And the poor peasant boy had become an orphan when he was still quite young. He was 5 or 6 years old. He had to leave Talmud Torah because he had to support his mother and his siblings, the oldest. And all he got to learn was Kometz Alefa, Kometz Baseball. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came into the shul late on Yom Kippur afternoon, he didn't know anything, he felt uncomfortable, he was alone. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't even learned how to daven. What I'm going to do is just going to say, Kometz Aleph, all Kometz Beis Ba, you put the letters together for me and making a tefillah, says the Baal Shem Tov. That peasant boy's tefillahs was nothing compared, was everything compared to our Hechar HaChashbainus. It's true, we are tremendous Balei Avoda, and it's true, we know Sonos of tefillah. But at the end of the day, the tefillah of a pure peasant boy sometimes goes higher than the tefillahs of big talmid chacham, big tzaddikim. Why? Because there's a certain purity in that tefillah. What's that purity in that tefillah? What's the difference between a tefillah that is of high madrega, has Kabbalah to it, has hechra kavanas, and has tremendous madrega, but sometimes the tefillah of a peasant boy is higher? How do we understand it? How do we put it? Our emotionally, it speaks to our emotion, but what exactly is the category? Let's go back to the Olam HaTorah and Olam HaYeshiva, Zok de Vilna Goyim. Why is it that when it comes to Shema Koleinu, we say, Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my call. How does the bracha conclude? Shamea Tfila. So it should be Shema Tfila, Seinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachim Aleinu. It's quoted in the name of the Gra, that the Gra said as follows. He said, after we finish all of our bakashas, Shema Koleinu is the last bakasha of Shemoneh Esrei. After we finish all of the bakashas, after we articulate everything we need, Atachoyne Elodom Das, yesterday's Daf and Daf Yomi explained, in Megillah and Daf Yudzayin, all the Seder HaBrachas, why we have first Bina V'Das, then Slach Lanu, v'chule, 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 the whole Seder, concludes with Shema Koleinu. After a person, according to the Gra, got through, articulated all of his bakashos, k'seder shenim sru chazal, then a person realizes, whoever thinks that the Gra didn't have an awesome heart, didn't hear this idea from the Gra. Says the Gra, then a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I tried to articulate myself, but there's something deeper than a human being's words. And that's his cry. Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry. What's the Gra saying? He's saying the same thing that the great tzaddik who lived in the same time as him, the Baal Shem Tov, said. It's the same. These are two great shepherds who are mechavin l'kivun echad. Says the Gra, the same you said of the Baal Shem Tov. And that's the articulation of what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. And that is that some there are words, and then there's something even deeper than words. There's a call. There's a cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Koleinu. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. There's Pirush HaMilim. Pirush HaMilim means to know the words. Baal Pi Kabbalah and Chasidus, it means the Kavanas and all the Hechere and Yanim, v'chulei v'chulei of Tefillah. And then there's a simple orphan child that in many ways all of us, our parents should live by Richus Yam, but in many ways all of us are, that stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Koleinu. Except the Kometz Aleph, except the Kometz Beis Ba. Say Chazal, when Klal Yisrael is weak, so it's Misgaber Yidei Esav, then Esav has the upper hand when we become weak in the call. says Eicha, that Chas v'Chalila on Tisha B'Av, at the worst of times, then not only does the Ayiv have the physical strength, but the Ayiv even takes our kol. And the kol is the essence of who we are and what we are. And therefore, during the Zman before Tisha B'Av, that's a Zman for us to work on that Bechinas of kol. That simple cry, without all the cheshbonos. Kol roi defel, you see, Gua Bein HaMitzarim says in the Siv HaShalom, we mentioned this in the past, whoever runs al pi chasidus, not whoever runs after you will catch you during the Bein HaMitzarim. That's also true, that's the pshat. Al pi nistar, what does it mean? Kol roi defel, you see, Gua Bein HaMitzarim, whoever runs after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a time that we're ma'orer ourselves to the most basic things. The Yom Tovim that come before, the Yom Tovim of Shavuos and Pesach, those are Hecherizach, and those are very, very profound things. Those are steps in a person's depth of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Zman of the Bein HaMitzarim gets us back, mamish to our core, the core breath of Klal Yisrael. Our core essence of who we are, what we are. And therefore, kol roi defel yisigua bein hamitzarim. That's why a person could catch HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka during the bein hamitzarim. But it requires us to go back to the basics. It requires us to ask ourselves, kol nosnu beis Hashem. Not whether I'm simply learning well, that I'm having havan in the sugya, and I have the kol taira, not only the intellect, but is there a kol? Is there a kol tefillah? Person's davening, he's even having a little bit kavana, but the passion, the neshama shabai, that's avodah bein hamitzarim. And that's what the Navi is waking us up with when he says, kol nosnu beis Hashem ki yoy moed. Rutzvi Kushelevsky, years ago, when the suicide attacks began, quoted the Medrash that says that Klal Yisrael, and this relates this whole bechina of Miskaber Yidei Esav, that when Klal Yisrael always had this Midah Mesiris Nefesh, and he pointed out, it might have been the first time in history, it's Mamash Apachat, the first time in history that our enemies used a weapon, and they still do it. In this war that we're living through right now, they're still using it. That they're Moser Nefesh, Mamish Pshuta Kameshmo, to explode themselves up to bring terror. And that means, Rav Tzvi Kushelevsky said then, that the Mida of Mesiris Nefesh had become a little bit weak by us. And when we see that the Oyev, Kol Nosnu Beveis Hashem, we see their Mesiris Nefesh to be able to daven, which is Mamish Beveis Hashem, their Mesiris Nefesh, how tenacious they are to hold on to the Temple Mount, which was and is the Mekor HaShechina, where there they have Kol Nosnu Beis Hashem. That's a simon that there's something lacking, not in our Shema Tefillah, but our Shema Koleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya, or this spark of Pnimius. That not only should the outside, we've spoken about the past, that the outside is so mushlam, b'liya inhara, and the inside is also good. But Tisha B'Av reminds us that the inside could be even better. That there's still another shlav that you and I could pass through. And I know I myself am very far. I have to work on this tremendously. And I imagine if that's something by myself, that's something that every single one of us has to make a cheshbon. And with this, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll turn the day of Tisha B'Av to a Yom Geula that will be Zaycha to Mamish Kol Nosnu Beis Hashem.